This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, good evening to you high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. Better late than never kicking off our baseball schedule here on scoresbroadcast.com. I-75 wasn't very kind to us, making the trip up north from Dayton late this afternoon. We're on the air eventually late. Bodkins, Fort Loramie, high school baseball, Shelby County Athletic League. We are headed into the bottom of the first inning. No score. Bodkins went up and out in order in the top of the first. Each team 1-1 on the season. Loramie 1-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, having beaten Houston. Meanwhile, Bodkins with a victory over Ansonia, a loss to Covington. The two clubs, of course, played twice last year in league action. Fort Loramie won each game 5-2, 3-0. We covered the 5-2 game won by Fort Loramie. Redskins scored 4 unearned runs in winning that contest. Bodkins unofficially has not beaten Fort Loramie in the last 18 meetings, and it may go back as far as the last 25-30 contest between the two before you can find a victory by Bodkins over Fort Loramie in baseball. Brandon, it looks like the weather is going to cooperate. There are some thunder cells to the southwest. It shouldn't be here till 7 o'clock or so. Field is in excellent condition. Wind blowing in directly at us from the south here at Fort Loramie High School.
Yeah, a little windy, but you can't complain. You've seen some teams cancel today here, but they do good work here on the field always. They take care of it very well. And as soon as I got here about an hour and 15 minutes ago and see them working on the field, I was pretty confident that they'd play. Loramie's got a good tradition in getting that field ready, even in the worst conditions. So easy 1-2-3 inning there. Had a bounce out to second, a fly ball, and a strikeout for starter Sam Gubo on the side of Fort Loramie.
Sophomore Jay Wildermuth on the mound for Bodkins, facing the Redskins. Top of the order here in the bottom of the first. Sam Gubo, Carson Arnold, and Dylan Meyer, 1, 2, and 3 in the order. Count, no balls and a strike, nothing and one on Gubo, who slaps a ground ball to short. On three hops, the shortstop fields, makes a low throw to first, and he gets by the first baseman. Monin uncorked a pitch to the first baseman of Bodkins. It was on the ground. It was not trapped successfully, got through. And Gubo scoots on down to second, error on the throw by Monin.
Just kind of a low throw there. It was going to be a close play. And I'll tell you what, we got two of the best umpires here today, too. Got Dave McCartney behind the plate, Chris Madigan on the bases. So two of the best in the area for today's Shelby County Showdown.
The ball took several hops before it got to Monin. The throw to first was on a bounce, and it looked to me like, Brandon, had the first baseman snared it on one hop, Gubo was going to at least get a tie.
Yeah.
I think he was going to be safe anyway. But clearly an error on the throw, which allows the leadoff batter for Fort Loramie to dash on down to second base. Carson Arnold, one of 7 returning starters for Fort Loramie, steps in, hits from the right side. Gubo short lead at second. Here's the pitch by Wildermuth. Breaking ball is in at the letters on the inside corner. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and two. Defensively for Bodkins, Ethan Barhorst at third. Will Monin at short, as I said. Treg Meyer is at second base. Phil Hall over at first. Elijah Schuler does the catching. Wildermuth is in a stretch. Looks back at second. Foul to the screen. Still no balls, 2 strikes, nothing and two. Wind blowing in here at Fort Loramie, as it often is, especially as you move along into the spring and you get the southwest currents. Going to be tough to knock one over the outfielder's heads here today. In fact, the outfield for the second hitter for Fort Loramie is quite shallow. Ball grounded to short. Monin comes in on the grass field, throws to first to Hall in time for the out. And the runner advances from second to third.
Good base running for Gubo there. Recognize that ball was a little slow, even though it was to his left, and being able to move up 90 feet there to get in scoring position here for Meyer.
Yeah, Monin had to travel well in front of the base path on the grass part of the diamond to field the slow bouncing ball off the bat of Arnold advancing easily as Gubo to third. Here's a check swing chopper to first. Hall fields, looks at the plate. Runner advances home. No play there. Throw back to the second baseman covering. Out. Two gone. Run in for Fort Loramie here in the top of the, or I should say the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, the infield plays in on that situation, try to cut the run down, but that rain and everything kind of slows that ball down a bit. Good thing that Hall did not decide to go home, wouldn't have had a chance to get him, and gets the easy one out at first base.
Here's Lucas Brandewey from the right side. Wildermuth throws a fastball at the waist on the outside corner for a strike. Left fielder a bit deeper for Bodkins. That is Ricky Lyle, but center and right are up somewhat snug. 320 down the lines, unofficially about 365 to center. Two strikes on the hitter. Here's the pitch to Brandewey from Wildermuth. A high fastball is chucked out into short right field, played by the right fielder on one bounce. He makes the throw to first late. It's a single to right for Brandewey.
Well, he had to chuck it down the line fast there a little bit. There was a hot throw coming in there. Nice piece of hitting there from Brandewey, taking that the other way.
So two hits here for Fort Loramie. Technically just one hit, one error on Bodkins, as the leadoff hitter Gubo was not given credit for an infield single. He was safe on the error. Throw to first base is high. And diving back in for Fort Loramie is Brandewey. Here's Chase Bornhorst, the shortstop, right-hand hitter for the Redskins. Shortstop Monin cheating a little bit toward second base. Pitch low and away by Wildermuth. The ball, no strikes. One and nothing on Chase. Third baseman is inching up into the grass for Bodkins. Let's see if the base runner for Fort Loramie's got the green light. Ball fouled, topped along the third baseline beyond the dugout. And it's two balls and a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. Game number 3 for each team. First SCAL contest for Bodkins. Bodkins could make history here today with an upset of Fort Loramie. It would snap a long Redskins winning streak against the Trojans. Steal of second. Easily throw down wide of the mark. Sliding in safely is Brandewey. And the count on Bornhorst is two balls, two strikes, two out for Fort Loramie. Bottom of the first, a run in. Wildermuth is spearing in to get his signs from catcher Elijah Shuler. Looks back at second. Whips a curveball in there, and it's stroked into right center for a base knock on one up to the right fielder. The base runner for Fort Loramie makes the wide turn at third. Head coach Jeff Sanders wisely holds him up. Runners on the corners for Fort Loramie with two down here in the bottom of the first. A run in. 1-0. Redskins striving for more. Here, Eli Grudich, the catcher.
And it puts you in a situation on first and third where you can get something creative, a box steal or something like that. Still early in the season for your sixth guy up here in the order. In a situation where you can get that guy from on first, could steal second here in a first and third situation, catch Bodkins off guard.
Yeah, don't be surprised if Bornhorst isn't moving. Bodkins will have a choice to make. First pitch is grounded hard to second. Force out in order at second base. That retires the side. But Fort Loramie gets one. On a couple of hits, a Bodkins error. We played one here at Fort Loramie. And the Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Bodkins Trojans 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken. From shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads. Plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main in Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We are in the top of the second inning. Botkins hitting, cleanup hitter Will Monin at the plate. Fort Loramie on top, 1-0 the score. Redskins got a run, 3 hits in the bottom of the first. The count of 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Monin. Sammy Gubo whips a fastball high and in, and it goes to 3-1. Gubo showing some fine velocity here at the outset. Wind behind him, that'll accelerate the fastball. Here's the windup by Gubo, 3-1 count. Ball grounded past the pitcher. Second baseman for Fort Loramie charges, flips on to first for the out.
Little fight back there. Monin tried to saw that one off, just couldn't.
Well done to Zach Dews, who charged cleanly. Flipped on to his first baseman. One down for Botkins, top of the second. As Gubo, the hurler for Fort Loramie, has retired 4 straight. Here is Gubo peering in, getting the sign from his catcher. Throws a strike waist high on the outside half. To Elijah Schuler, senior catcher for Botkins. Slightly open stance at the plate. Outfield pretty much straight away. Back Fort Loramie shades him toward the line and right. Inside for a ball, 1-1 on Schuler. Botkins lost to Covington 7-4 in game one, then routed Ansonia. In game two, there's a foul right over our head alongside of first, and it's a ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Schuler. Got some real nice warm weather coming.
Yeah, it's about here. We've kind of been this, will they, won't they type thing with the weather. At least today it's pretty good. Most people are on spring break.
Ooh, there's a strike 3 called at the letters on the inside edge. Schuler leaned away. Umpire rings him up. 2 down for Botkins in the top of the second inning.
A home plate umpire, Dave McCartney, is one of the better ones around. He calls that one. He's established that he's going to call that area right there pretty early. So as a hitter, you got to be able to adjust.
Ethan Barhorst, sophomore third baseman for Botkins, hits. With 2 down for the Trojans, top of the second. As I mentioned, over the last 9 seasons, Fort Loramie's won both meetings between the Redskins and the Trojans. Unofficially, that's at least 18 straight Fort Loramie's won over Botkins, and the string might be as many as 25 or 30. There's a pitch on the outside corner, just below the knees, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on the hitter Schuler. Botkins' program is getting turned around, much improved last year. Ground ball to third, not hit sharply. Third baseman for Fort Loramie steps in, a few strides, gobbles it up, throws on to first, out. As Dylan Meyer fields smoothly to retire Botkins here in the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Fort Loramie 1, Botkins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Fort Loramie comes to bat here in the bottom of the second. It is Jace Ruhenkamp stepping into the box. Jeff Sanders, ninth year at the helm of the Fort Loramie program in year number one. His Division IV Fort Loramie Redskins won the state title. That was back in 2018. Ruhenkamp cracks a hard ground ball to Hall. First baseman for Botkins backhands and takes a couple steps, hits the bag for the out.
I remember that 2018 team very well and played against them, and they were a really, really well-coached team. And, of course, all the teams that Coach Sanders has had is very well disciplined, very well skilled, and fundamentally just like many other good programs around here.
That team was unique in that it crushed the baseball.
Crushed. Guys like C.J. Billing, Dylan Albers, those guys were monsters. They were nightmares to face.
Beat Hicksville in the state championship 8-4. Got excellent pitching. Won the state semifinal over Garfield Heights 2-1. Trailed in that Hicksville game in the middle of the contest. Had a big frame, I think the fifth. Beat Minster in the regional semi, 7-5 at Springfield.
They were also behind in that regional final against Cincinnati Christian. Mm-hmm. Knew a lot of those guys. Of course, they're about all my age. Really, really good ball players. Good people, too. To get to know them and play against. Had some competitive games over the years with them at here and playing at Rushi, too.
A slow-breaking curveball is thrown in there to Teddy Geyer, and he dribbles a ground ball to the Botkins second baseman. And it's scooped up by Treg Meyer, flipping on to first to Hall for the out. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping in now for the Redskins is Zach Dews, who hits from the left side. Oh, he bunts. It's well done. Up the first baseline. Pitcher hustles off the mound, gets to the ball about a foot or two fair, then throws to first, and the batter runner for Fort Loramie stumbled down near Hall, the first baseman, a few feet in front of the bag. The throw was short of the mark, and let's see what's been interpreted by the officials. Is it possible Dews was interfering with the throw and was inside the baseline? I don't think he was.
No, I think he's got that right there, and his back's to the play there. He's running straight ahead. He don't have to yield anything right there, and he's safe. So
I think I would score that as an infield hit.
Yeah, it would have been close. It's a good bunt. I mean, it was pretty close, but I mean, the pitcher must have made a nice play too, but it was a great bunt.
It was about to 45 feet up the first baseline, a foot and a half or so fair. And the pitcher, Wildermuth, had to come a long way for it for Bodkins. And Dews, hustling up the line at first, was going to make it very close. Here's a pitch to the plate. And then after it, a throw down to first. It rolls beyond the first baseman. No advancement by Dews at first. The pitch was a ball. Two down, Redskins. Bottom of inning number two, Fort Laramie up 1-0.
Well, it's also a good play, too, because that's the number nine hitter with two outs. Now you flip the lineup back over. You get your guy at the top of the order to hit here. Hopefully he's able to put a ball in the gap, and you're able to get a run there, and eke out a run if you can get an extra base hit here.
Here's a steal of second base in sliding head first safely is the runner for Fort Laramie Dews. Gubo at the plate has a 1-1 count, two down for the Redskins, who lead it 1-0. You mentioned that 2018 regional final at Springfield between Cincinnati Christian and Fort Laramie. Billing tagged a grand slam.
Yeah.
He hit a grand salami in that game.
And that's not an easy place to hit one out either.
Nope.
When you're playing there at Carlton Davidson down in Wittenberg. Man, I'll never forget, too. I didn't go watch that state semi game. And I had some friends on that Laramie team, and I remember him hitting one about center field wall at Huntington Park. One of the better hitters that has come through here in about the past decade for Laramie.
A ball, a strike on Gubo. We've got a steal of second by Dews. He's in scoring position. Line drive rifled on one hop to the right fielder, who muffs it, then makes a belated throw to the plate. Cut off. Hall, the first baseman behind the mound, spears it. Run scores for the Redskins, who lead it 2-0. Timely two-out hit by Gubo. Two-zip Redskins. And stepping in now for Fort Laramie is Carson Arnold, who is a Wright State Lake campus commit. Solid right-hand hitter. Left fielder backs up three or four steps. Retreating is Ricky Lyle for Bodkins. Here's the pitcher, Wildermuth, throwing high. Steal a second. He is pretty close. Not in time, however. Is sliding in safely for Fort Laramie is Zach Dews.
Schiller's getting it there on time. Just got to get that location there a little better. I mean, the ball's beating the runner there, but his accuracy is just a little off. I mean, his plays have been a little closer. Than what you might think, but he's just got to get it spot on right at the bag.
When Bodkins comes to bat in the top of the third, we'll highlight second year head coach Gabe Coyle in year number two, as he hopes to continue to make promising strides leading this Bodkins baseball program. The count, 2-0, 2-0 on Arnold. Curveball grounded back up the middle. Shortstop Monin is on the first base side of second. On the run, spears it in the webbing, throws to Hall for the out. Excellent play by Monin. Inning over, Fort Laramie tacks on another run to lead 2-0 as we head to the third. Redskins over the Trojans on scores, broadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, so far, six up, six down for Botkins, which trails Fort Loramie 2-0 here in the top of the third at the Redskins Ball Diamond just west of the high school. Wind blowing in stiffly. There is a chance of rain come dusk, but we should get this game in on time. Hitting is the seventh man who's in the box now for the Botkins Trojans. Phil Hall, first baseman, senior, right-hand batter. A ball, two strikes. Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Throws. There's a one-hopper that Gubo stabs. Backhand, leaning off to his right. Flips on to Ruin Camp for the out. One away for Botkins here in the top of the third inning. Gabe Coyle, second-year head coach at Botkins, was an assistant at Wapakoneta for 20. He was part of a team that won multiple Western Buckeye League titles, numerous district championships, finished as state runner-up twice while Coach Coyle was at Wapak. He took a few years off, coached at New Knoxville in 2022 and 2023. Year number two for him here running the program at Botkins. Fly out to right. Off the bat of the eighth hitter, Lyle, in the lineup for Botkins, as he just skied one to the Redskins right fielder who made the play easily. Hauled into Colton Rose, who is playing defensively, not hitting today. Two down for Botkins in the top of the third inning. Left-hand hitter, the ninth man in the order, hits a chopper to short. To his left, Bornhorst, backhands. Here's the throw on to first, out, as Carter Holzmeier is nipped by a couple of steps. A quick top of the third for Botkins. We go to the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 2, Botkins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
Up here is solid hitting Dylan Meyer stepping into the box for Fort Loramie to open the bottom of the third. Redskins lead 2-0, two runs, four hits. No errors, Fort Loramie. No runs, no hits. One miscue for Botkins. The count on Meyer, a ball, a strike. Bottom of inning number three, this game flying right along.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, the part of when you have a good pitcher's matchup like Gubo's been pitching, he's been really flying through the order. You know, he threw about six or seven pitches that last inning right there, and that makes the game speed up real fast. Nick, and sometimes to keep up that pace, you can get these games done in an hour 15 sometimes.
Wildermuth just threw a bouncer to the plate, then he goes high with one, and the count is three balls and a strike, 3-1 on the Redskins hitter. Dylan Meyer, bottom of the third, leadoff batter. Left fielder moderately deep for Meyer, who swings, skies one to deep right field. If it stays fair, it's trouble. Right fielder on the run, back toward the fence. It's fair by a good 15, 20 feet. Meyer chugs around first into second, standing with a long two-bagger over the head of Holzmeier, the right fielder for Botkins.
Well, Marmy's doing a nice job taking the ball the other way. Botkins hadn't been playing all that deep with the wind, and I didn't know at what point it might burn them, but it eventually did there. And now you're going to see him play back a little more, I think.
The wind blowing in from left center helped out the hitter, Meyer. The ball blew away from the right fielder toward the line in the corner. No chance to catch it. Here's a bunt attempt at the plate. A miss, a strike. Nothing and one on Lucas Brandewey. Fort Loramie in the lead, 2-0. Bottom of the third here at Fort Loramie. Sky's fairly cloudy, some sunshine dimming between the clouds. Wind blowing in stiffly from left center. Redskins square to bunt at the plate, then pull the bat back. Pitch is high and in, a ball, a strike, 1-1. On the Fort Loramie batter, Lucas Brandewey. No out, runner in scoring position at second for the Redskins, who already lead 2-0. Wildermuth is looking back at the runner at second base. Throws a curveball. It's popped in the air. Foul. Bunted behind the plate. Out of play. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Brandewey. Most hitters, I think, Brandon, would prefer to bunt the curveball than the fastball.
And it depends. I mean, I was always one that actually was about the opposite way. I'd like to be able to push that fastball up the right or up the first baseline. That was my preference when I had the ability to bunt.
Two-strike pitch to Brandewey, lined hard to the first base side of the second baseman. He can't field. It's into right field. The runner on second for Fort Loramie, because the ball was hit so sharply, stops at third. Clean single to right for the Redskins' Brandewey. And Fort Loramie now has runners on the corners, first and third, nobody down, up 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And stepping into hit is Chase Bornhorst.
Again, that's another hit to right field. They're taking everything the other way, and that's really beautiful to see, you know, as a person that likes to, you know, I like probably coaching more offense than ever did defense, but taking that ball the other way, it's really an art and a skill of hitting.
Textbook hitting so far here today for Fort Loramie for certain. Not overpowering swings at the plate, striking the ball to the opposite field. Here's a humpback liner that stays on the infield, and it's caught by the second baseman for Botkins. The runners hold at first and third as Bornhorst is out on the soft liner to second. One down for Fort Loramie, bottom of inning number three. Runners at first and third with one away now. And here's Eli Grudich. Let's see if head coach Jeff Sanders decides to send that runner at first base. There he goes. It's a bouncing ball to the plate, knocked down by the catcher. Runner at first in easily at second. So the Redskins now have a strike on the hitter, or I should say a ball on the batter. One out, two more in scoring position, already leading 2-0. Infield in for Botkins. Here is the stretch by Wildermuth, the pitch to Bornhorst. It's a high curveball at the letters, called a strike, 1-1.
He's called that spot, and like I said in the first inning, he's called that spot, so you got to be ready for it.
I'm sorry, I said Bornhorst. I should have said Grudich. Bornhorst was out in the soft liner to second. The pitch to Grudich, hit hard, back up the middle, infield in, and the ball bleeds through, out over second base. Runner on third scores. Runner on second is in, beating the throw that gets away from the catcher, and the batter runner for Fort Loramie hustles all the way around to third base. Well done by the Redskins.
Going to be marked as a single in the book, but that's solely because that infield plays in. That infield's playing back normal position. That's the give and take of playing that infield in. You get that ball, you know, right in normal depth. You're able to probably throw them right out the plate if they cut in, but you're giving that ball up the middle. If it's hitting that spot, you're probably not going to be able to stop that run or get the out there. And that, for Bakken's, unfortunately let up two runs.
Yeah, if the infield's at normal depth, it's an out at first for sure. I'm not sure that Coach Sanders would send the runner in that case. Here's a bouncing ball to third, and here's a throw to the plate out. Good tag by the catcher. Nicely done at home by Elijah Schuler to nail the sliding Fort Loramie runner on the infield bouncer.
Surprised he went on that with how hard it was hit, but I don't know if he was caught up in a situation where he couldn't go back and he might have been in a rundown anyway. So that was a kind of a tough spot that Grudich was in.
Two runs in for the Redskins in the inning. Despite the out at home, well done defensively by Botkins. Solid play by the Trojans' third baseman, Barhorst. Two down, runner at first, low outside curve, a ball, no strikes, 1-0. It was Ruhnkamp who hit the batted ball, previous hitter for Fort Loramie. Teddy Geyer steps in, takes it up about eye level, 2-0. A few more clouds overhead now. Wind blowing in from left center here at Fort Loramie. Both teams 1-1 on the year. First SCAL game for Bodkins. Second league contest for Fort Loramie. The bat flies out of Geyer's hands. It got two-thirds of the way to third base. The ball was nubbed back to the mound, and Geyer's thrown out at first. Third inning over for Fort Loramie, which adds on two more. Four runs, seven hits for the Redskins. No runs, no hits for Botkins. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair.
Well,
towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up Gubo for Fort Loramie's faced nine hitters. He's retired nine straight. We're in the top of the fourth. Fort Loramie 4 and Bodkins nothing. Redskins beat the Trojans twice last year, 5-2, 3-0. We covered the 5-2 game. Bodkins played Fort Loramie mighty tough on both occasions last season. Botkins in one game scored 7 against Rushi and got beat. As head coach Coyle at Botkins has improved the program, that's for certain. Foul back, nothing in one on the first hitter for Botkins to start inning number 4. Leadoff batter, Treg Meyer, sophomore. Treg fairly deep in the box. Square stance. Left foot even with the right. Strike called, and it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2. Home plate umpire, a very comfortable strike zone. And the hitters had better get used to it if they aren't used to it already. There's a fastball pitch by Gubo, and Treg Meyer spanks a line drive into center field, a base hit to the right of the second base bag. As that ball was tagged off the bat of Meyer, Gubo had retired 9 straight. And here is Hudson Meyer, the sophomore center fielder for Botkins, as the Trojans try to get something started here in the top of the 4th inning. I'm sure Treg Meyer at first will play it fairly safe. His run certainly unimportant. Botkins down 4-0.
But you also want to keep control of the run game if you're Gubo too. And knowing Meyer right at the top of the order, one of your guys are going to tend to be able to steal quicker.
Batter squares, pulls the bat back, looked at it, and I think it was called a ball. It was. 1-0 on Hudson Meyer. I mentioned that Coach Coyle of Botkins had worked as an assistant at Wapakoneta for 20 years. Weather permitting, we'll cover Wapakoneta at Minster on Monday night. There's a bunt back toward the mound. Gubo charges, is slow to pick it up, dropped it once, got the throw to Ruhenkamp in time for the out, and the runner for Botkins speeds around the bases, heads up running, but Treg Meyer, he didn't stop at second. He wheeled all the way to third.
Yeah, 2 things on that play. Surprised to see them bunt down 4-0. Secondly, I mean, that's good heads up running by Meyer. And as that third baseman, you always get caught up. Yeah, that third baseman's got to cover that left side of the infield. But you also have to be able to get back as soon as you don't have that ball. You got to be able to kind of hustle back. You don't want to get lost in the play that's thrown at first, because that's good heads up base running by Meyer.
Botkins has its first run of the game, parked 90 feet away at third. The count of ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Jay Wildermuth, the pitcher. Wildermuth was part of a 1-2-3 first inning. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher for Fort Loramie. Goes to the backstop. Ball bounced right at home. Wildermuth slapped at it with the bat. Didn't make contact. Runner on third scoots in. Touches home plate safely on the wild pitch.
In credit, that heads-up base running there creates a run for Bakken. So nice job by Meyer on the bases.
And Coach Coyle of Botkins knew all along if he got that runner to third and sacrificed him around, Botkins would get a pretty inexpensive run here in the second inning as Wildermuth hits a 2-hopper to Ruhenkamp at first for Fort Loramie. He spears and strides toward the bag for the out. The second out for Botkins here in the top of the 4th. The Trojans have scored 1 and trail now 4-1 to Fort Loramie. A run, a hit, an error for Botkins. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. Here is Will Monin, who looks at a strike. As Gubo zipped one in there knee-high on the outside half of the plate, nothing in 1. I'd say Gubo's probably cracked 80 several times in this game, Brandon.
Getting up there.
With that wind at his back.
Yeah.
Foul to the right, nothing in 2.
And I always felt like this place, it was a little deceiving sometimes as a hitter. I don't know if it's the backdrop here, but sometimes the outfield, it can just be a little deceiving for hitters. And again, that wind's always blowing in, so it makes it really hard sometimes here, hitter to hit, especially as an opposing team.
Nothing in 2 on Monin for Botkins. Curveball low and away. Good waist pitch by Gubo. Monin didn't chase. A ball and 2 strikes with 2 out for Botkins here in the top of the 4th inning. And the Trojans trailing the Redskins 4-1. No one on now for Gubo. As Treg Meyer spoiled the no-hitter with a leadoff single in the fourth, came around to score two batters ago. The count now even up, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on the hitter for the Trojans. Monin waves the bat back and forth. Feet spread apart at the plate. Inside edge, called strike three on the black on the corner. Umpire rings him up. There's that comfortable strike zone. It's been that way the whole day. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie 4, Bodkins 1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Here is Zach Dews leading off the bottom of the fourth for Fort Loramie. Brandon, what's Zach done so far here today?
Zach, in his at-bat, he did single, and he came around to score later on. He had that little bunt single early on in the game, so he's the nine guy.
Dews from the left side pulls a foul to the first base coaching box, nothing and one on Zach. Fort Loramie in the lead 4-1. Wind blowing in from left center, cloudy skies. Hopefully the rain stays away for the next hour plus. Here's the pitch by Wildermuth, a big curveball. Dews lurches for it, skies it, middle of the diamond. Second baseman for Botkins takes a step toward the bag and hauls it in. Treg Meyer on the catch. He records the putout. One down for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Sammy Gubo stepping in. After Dews, the nine-hitter, registers the app. Gubo's got that left foot well in front of home plate. Stands toward the front of the box. Don't see that too often, although against a curveball pitcher, it's a good idea.
Yeah, and a little slower, so you want to be in the front of that box to try to meet that ball before it dies.
And I think the hitter heard me, inch forward a little more, then hit a trickler to third. On about three or four hops, third baseman for Botkins makes the play easily. Fires on to Hall at first for the out. Ethan Barhorst fielding at third base. He gets the assist. Two down for Fort Loramie, bottom of the fourth. 4-1, Redskins lead the Trojans. Stepping into hit now for the Redskins is Carson Arnold, who clubs a one hopper to third again. Third baseman getting some work down there for the Botkins Trojans. Nice play by Barhorst once more as he took a step toward the bag, gloved it, and threw on to Hall right on the money for the outs. Quick inning for the Redskins in the bottom of the fourth. We head to the fifth. It's Fort Loramie 4, Botkins 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Yep, Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie. Starts off the leadoff hitter for Botkins here in the top of the fifth with an inside curve and then an upstairs fastball. And it's 2-0 on Elijah Schuler, who swings and fists one to third. Tough play for the Fort Loramie third baseman, who charges and makes a throw on the run after a bobble, and he got him. Beautifully done on the play by Dylan Meyer at third base for Fort Loramie. That was a tough chance all the way as he charged from behind the bag. The ball was juggled momentarily, but he got a perfect throw on to first and nipped Schuler at the bag.
Yeah, and he, like I said, he bobbled it. He stayed with it. And this ball's dying in the infield because it's so oversaturated from that rain we got last night. Great play down there.
Here is Ethan Barhorst stepping in, sophomore third baseman. Strike at the knees, a breaking ball. Nothing in one on him. We're in the top of the fifth. Botkins batting. A run, a hit, an error for the Trojans. Fort Loramie, four runs, seven hits, no errors. As you were noting, Brandon, during the last break for an April 2nd game, pretty much mistake-free. There's a ball drilled right back up the middle, a base knock. Strong hit by Barhorst as he cracks a single through the middle, second hit of the game for Botkins. And he's on at first with one down in the top of the fifth for the Trojans, who trail by three.
You're starting to see the bats in the second time around in the order for Botkins be a little better. You know, they're still hopping on early in the count on Gubo, some 2-3 pitches, but they're getting better contact.
Here is Phil Hall, first baseman, looking at a pitch high, a ball, no strikes. A number of folks in backyards beyond the right center field fence are watching the game here at Fort Loramie. Nice, comfortable evening on which to do it. That's above the helmet of the hitter, and it's 2-0 as Gubo misses twice up and in. One out, one on for Botkins, top of the fifth. Trojans trail 4-1. Botkins trying to inch closer to the Redskins. Gubo pitches the plate, and that's the third one high and inside. Not sure what the pitch count is for Gubo, but he's lost some control here in the top of the fifth.
And he had some quick innings there in the early part, too. So
sure did.
I mean, he had some 6-8 pitch innings, I think, early on.
Yeah,
so
he may only be in the mid-upper 40s.
Yeah. I mean, in the 50s somewhere, maybe, but he walks Hall there, and now you're at the 8-guy Lyle, you know, possible bunt situation. You never know, do you bunt, bring it over to your 9-guy? You know, you struggle there on 4 straight pitches. It's an option here for Coach Coyle. Certainly a lot of things you can do here if you're Botkins.
Ball 4 out of the strike zone to Hall. He's aboard at first. Barhorst at second. Ricky Lyle steps in. Feet only about a foot and a half apart. In the middle of the box, Gubo looks at his runners. One down for Botkins. Here's a spinning move and a throw back to second by Gubo. No tag applied. One out for Botkins, top of the fifth. Fort Loramie leads at 4-1. Weather permitting, we are at Rushi tomorrow. Anna at Rushi in a very early season SCAL clash that has some significance. Throw back to second is pretty close. Safe is the runner.
It's a good move. And when you want to surprise people at second, you really wait till late in that count before you want to throw it. Then you snap throw it behind. That was a nice throw, even though they didn't even get the runner there at second.
Still not a pitch made to the plate to Lyle. He's got runners at first and second. He started to pull the trigger at the plate, held back, looked at it, a strike just above the waist. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Now, last year, Anna made everybody notice early on in the SCAL schedule, beat Fort Loramie in a blowout down at Day Air Park. As the season progressed, Fort Loramie managed to nip Rushi twice, home and away, and then got Anna late in the season by a run at Anna, did the Redskins, to take the league title ahead of both Rushi and Anna, which finished, I think, in a second-place tie.
Yes, I believe so.
Two strikes on the batter, runners at first and second for Botkins. One out. Trojans eat a big hit right here from Lyle. A base knock now could make this contest very interesting. Gubo throws some high heat. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gubo's best accelerated fastball of this game. He had some rise and giddy up on that one.
It was a good pitch, and we haven't seen him really rip his fastball too much here, but, I mean, that was kind of Lyle got boxed into a corner because I don't know if he bunted right away, and then he didn't want to. That had that strike call. Then he decided to bunt and kind of boxed himself into a corner there being 0-2.
Here is the right fielder, Carter Holzmeier, for Botkins, left-hand batter. Takes a pitch off the plate outside, a ball. Runners at first and second for Botkins. Two down now, top of the fifth. Fort Loramie leads 4-1. Trojans threatening. Boy, a gapper, a long double here, could score two and cut it to 4-3. There's a pitch upstairs, 2-0, 2-0. Gubo didn't get the snap and downward bite on the curveball there that he wanted.
I think if you're Holzmeier, too, you're waiting until you take a strike. You're 2-0 here. I don't think you swing 2-0 here unless it's perfect.
Holzmeier's leg split far apart, left-hand box. Gubo aims for the strike zone and misses just off the outside corner, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 in Holzmeier for Botkins. Two out, two on, Trojans. Top of the fifth, Fort Loramie up 4-1. Gubo to the plate. That's wild, high and outside, ball four. And now Botkins is an extra base hit away from tying up this game. We go to the top of the order, and Treg Meyer, who got the first hit of this game for Botkins, leading off the third. Coach Coyle coming down from the third base box to talk to the plate umpire. Undoubtedly a base running change, perhaps.
Haven't seen one. Now I see a kid running on
there
here.
There we go. Yep. Out at second. Change made by Botkins.
It's going to be
two down for the Trojans here in the top of the fifth inning.
Looks like it's going to be number 21, Tyler Ledford, and going to be running here for Phil Hall. Probably probably put him in and probably have Hall re-enter back in.
Coach Coyle getting some more quickness at it second. He wants to see that runner score, obviously, on a single to the outfield. Bases loaded for Botkins, top of the fifth, 4-1 Fort Loramie. Check swing and a pitch in the dirt. He swung.
And that's when you see four straight pitches like that, that's balls. You have to hold there. And in that situation, you have to wait to see a strike there. And that was not a strike. And now Meyer, again, boxed himself in a little bit of a corner there.
Ball was down in the dirt. Breaking pitch from Gubo. Meyer took a three-quarter swing. He's down nothing in one. Gubo swings into action. And a fastball is skied foul behind home plate. Out of play. Nothing in two. Gubo's got him where he wants him. Curveball down and away in the dirt. See if he'll chase. Maybe.
I would think it'd be an off-speed pitch here. I think Meyer's going to be trying to be sitting fastball 0-2. No, you can't paint anything over the heart of the plate here.
Meyer chokes up on the bat an inch or so. Base is full for Botkins. Swing and a miss, a high heater. Looked like it might have been a strike. It was up in the zone. Gubo just reared back and threw the pitch.
Yeah.
That, Brandon Coverman said might be thrown.
Yeah.
Crossed him up. Hitter might have been thinking off speed. It didn't happen. Gubo with a big strikeout to end the top of the fifth inning as the Trojans had loaded up the bases and had the tying run at first. And Gubo, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, rises to the occasion. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Redskins 4, Trojans 1, 4-7-0 for Fort Loramie. A run to its two errors for Botkins, 4-1 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Fort Loramie's Dylan Meyer bats here in the bottom of the fifth with the Redskins leading the Trojans 4-1. Well played game here tonight at Fort Loramie. Meyer takes the breaker from Wildermuth in and over. Oh, some good hook on that pitch. He snapped it into the middle of the strike zone. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Meyer. Wildermuth again, another curveball. It is in there for strike two, about the same spot as the previous pitch. Now Meyer is down, a ball and two strikes, 1-2 for the Redskins, leading off the bottom of inning five. That pitch has got a little more velocity on it, up in the zone. Meyer can't catch up to it. He swings and cuts right through it. He's out.
Distracted a little late there because he had some off speed there that he saw with the first two strikes, and then I think was just waiting and then realized, oh, man, that's coming in.
So after Dylan Meyer, it's Lucas Brandewee for Fort Loramie. Brandewee from the right side. Left foot well out in front of the right. He looks over a breaking pitch. Yes, on the outside, black. Good corner pitch by Wildermuth. There's a big bender. It is in and over for strike two. He's got the pitch snapping off right now.
Now, when that ball breaks over the plate, it makes it that much harder to hit as a hitter.
Wildermuth in a groove. They have thrown one too many curveballs in a row as the hitter for Fort Loramie plunks it out into short left over the third baseman's head. A base hit for Brandewee. Didn't swing hard, but muscled it into short left for a single. And the Redskins have a runner aboard with one out here in the bottom of the fifth, leading 4-1.
Yeah, Brandewee is 3-for-3 now and having a nice night.
What a game for Brandewee. He gets the sign. This Brandewee from third base coach Jeff Sanders across the diamond.
Could be a decent hit-and-run situation, you know, about the five guys. This is about the sweet spot of the order. A lot of coaches like to do this. You want to add a little more insurance because the game's you're not completely out of reach for Botkins yet, but if you can add another one or two here this inning, it really gets you a little tense if you're Botkins.
Chase Bornhorst steps in. What's he done at the plate so far today, Brandon?
He has grounded out to second, and he has flown out here in the infield, and he balked there.
And we've got the runner on first for Fort Loramie advancing automatically down to second as Wildermuth clearly balked, gets instructions from the plate umpire as to what took place. There was no pitch delivered to the plate. One out for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fifth as the Redskins try to get some insurance in the fifth inning. Botkins a run to its two errors. Fort Loramie 4-8-0. He Here is the first pitch to the new hitter, Chase Bornhorst. Breaking pitch bounces. It gets away from the catcher, goes to the backstop. Easy advancement to third for the runner for Fort Loramie. That curveball there by the pitcher Wildermuth hit alongside home plate and skidded on by the catcher Schuler for the Trojans. A wild pitch. The ball, no strikes, one and nothing on Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. There's a curveball pasted, foul outside of first, a line drive. Hall went lunging forward into foul ground. Couldn't make the stab. Ball was about 4 feet foul, landing on the grass beyond the first base bag. A ball, a strike, one and one on Bornhorst. Wildermuth stretching, high curveball, two and one.
But again, your situation where your thought process is Bornhorst, just get him in. That's all your thought process is. Doesn't matter if it's an out, infield's drawn in, or even a fly ball, just get the runner in.
2-1 pitch is above the head of Bornhorst, 3-1, three balls a strike. Wind has died down a little bit, clouds have thickened overhead. Weather permitting, we are at Rushi tomorrow, and a Rushi SCAL contest. Breaking ball, hit on the line, second baseman's got it for Botkins. Infield was up, ball hit to Meyer above his left shoulder. He reached up and snagged it. Runner on third, held tightly for Fort Loramie. One down, or I should say a second out recorded by Botkins. Here's Eli Grudich with a runner at third. Redskins hoping not to strand him. Wildermuth's curveball lifted high in the air to straightaway center. Center fielder for Botkins is under it. It's Hudson Meyer, and he catches for the routine out. We've gone through five here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 4, Trojans 1, as Fort Loramie leaves a runner stranded at third to end the fifth. 4-8-0 for Fort Loramie. A run to its two errors for Botkins. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Sammy Gubo continues on the bump for the Fort Laramie Redskins, and he throws a heater in there to Hudson Meyer for a strike to start off the sixth. And then Meyer pulls a ground ball foul outside of third. Nothing and two on Meyer. First hitter for Botkins here in the top of the sixth. Trojans trail the Redskins 4-1. Well played game, and it's moved along quickly. We're in the sixth inning already. Perhaps this game could be over in 9 outs. Gubo's pitch is down and away. Not sure what the actual clock time is right now, Brandon, but we might play this game in 90 minutes.
It's 6:20 right now. So, yeah, it's moving along. It hit a little bit of a snag there for a little bit. Not even much of a snag, just got some base action. Even the innings for Laramie scoring there, they were pretty quick innings.
1-2 pitch by Gubo is high. Ball two and strike two.
Now, Gubo's command has gotten not bad, obviously, but it's got a little more, again, shaky through this second and third time in the order. And again, it's just that early part of the season too, where you know you're not used to pitching this long.
There's a high fastball lifted foul outside of first, headed toward the fence beyond the dugout. Ruenkamp striding over about 10 or 15 feet in foul ground, out of our view, catches it for the out. Nicely done.
You know, you hope we'll be able to go the whole game if you're Gubo. It'll be interesting to see. I don't know his pitch count. And it depends, you know, for some of these guys, how long they've been warming up and going. You know, can they go 100 pitches yet this early part of April? Some coaches will say yes, some will say no.
Here is Jay Wildermuth, first ball hitting, second man up for Botkins in the top of the sixth. And he strokes a line drive single into right center field. Center fielder for the Redskins. Coming on, Fields on a hop. Throw back to the diamond by Teddy Geyer. A runner aboard for Botkins. One down, top of the sixth. Trojans have threatened in the last couple of innings, only scored once. Gubo on the hill for Fort Laramie has been a little more erratic in terms of his control in the last few innings, but has pitched well. Has allowed only 3 base knocks in this game.
Yeah, they've all come in the last, say, 3 innings. You know, he had sat down the first 9 guys, had 2 walks last inning.
A strike and no balls to the Botkins hitter. Bouncing ball to the plate. Runner stays tight at first in the person of Wildermuth. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Monin. 1 out for Botkins, top of the 6th inning. Trojans a chance to make some more noise. Down 3. Pitch by Gubo, high fastball, club to the screen, 1-2.
And Botkins got Trig Meyer warming in the bullpen right now.
Yep, activity in foul ground alongside the left field line. And the bullpen action is over. Could see a new hurler for Botkins in the bottom of the sixth. Short lead, Wildermuth at first. Curveball, mighty close, just off the plate outside. Gubo wanted it. So did his counterpart. The battery behind home plate, Grudich for the Redskins. Called a ball, 2-2. 1 out, runner at first for Botkins, top of the sixth. Gubo swings into action, bouncing ball. And the catcher, Grudich, stays in front of it. And Fields makes a late throw down to first, and the runner is called out.
Boy, that's a great throw by Grudich. That's right on the money.
What a play by Grudich. The ball bounced at home plate. Grudich did an excellent job using his protector to smother it and keep it in front. And the runner, Wildermuth at first, got a lethargic start off the bag.
Yeah.
Didn't get going right away, and he was nailed on a one-bounce throw to second base.
Yeah, you call those, we like to call those back when I was coaching and playing, our DBRs, our dirt ball reads. And as soon as you see that ball bounce, you got to make that decision to go. And if you don't right away, then you got to get back. And that's what Wilder Muth didn't do there. And he might have got his hand in there. I mean, obviously don't have the benefit of video review, but high school umpires like to give those edges to catchers to make those nice throws. And it was a great throw. It was a dart down to second base.
And then Monin eventually in that at-bat winds up walking. And then there's a foul fly off the bat of Hall to the right of home plate. Redskins try to find it, can't. And it's a foul ball strike. Two down for Botkins. Runner at first. Well, that was a big out at second base. Botkins would have had a serious threat with two aboard after the fact that Monin reached. Now just one on. With two down for Botkins, top of the sixth inning. Gubo stretching, no balls a strike, nothing in one of the hitter. Runner going, a good throw to home plate. The catcher rifles a shot down there, good throw by Grudich late. This time the runner for Botkins got a much better jump.
Yeah, and Grudich had a nice throw down there. Monin fast, we see him on the basketball court, how well he runs the open floor. So obviously a good base stealer right there for Botkins.
The ball, a strike, 1-1 on Schuler. Outfield up fairly tight. Oh, it plunks him right between the 2 and the 0 on the back of the jersey.
Control.
Two on now for Botkins in the top of the sixth inning.
Yeah, the control has been a little more, like we said, erratic these last couple innings. Coach Sanders just letting it, trusting his senior right now, letting him, trying to get him one more out, get out of this inning.
Barhorse, third baseman, steps in for Botkins. Two aboard, a double could bring the Trojans within a run. Runners at first and second. Throwback to second, safe. Top of the sixth inning. Fort Loramie in the lead, 4-1, 4-8-0 for the Redskins. A run, three hits, two errors for Botkins. This game being played in a similar fashion to the two last year between these two teams. Fort Loramie won them both 5-2, 3-0, 4-1 game here today. Well, you look back over the last 8-10 years, you see a lot of blowout wins by Fort Loramie over Botkins, which has clearly made some strides in the Shelby County Athletic League.
And that's, again, what you hope for. And this league has been so dominated by teams like Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna from time to time. We don't see that balance as much in baseball as we do with, say, like a sport like basketball. So really, you know, having teams like Botkins, Jackson Center, Fairland Houston kind of, you know, improving is very key to the balance of this league, because those three schools have particularly dominated for the better part of the last decade.
Well, the 2-0 pitch on Barhorst misses the strike zone, and Gubo's down 3-0 with two on for Botkins, two out, top of the sixth. Trojans down three. Gubo fires, plate word, it's low, about ankle high, fastball over the plate, but below the strike zone clearly, and the runner is aboard on the base on balls. Here's Coach Sanders stepping across the first baseline, heading toward the mound. Base is full for Botkins, two down. Critical juncture in this game. Botkins has threatened now three straight innings. Bases are loaded, two away. Fort Loramie clings to the 4-1 lead. Conference takes place. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. Care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Well, the conference by Coach Sanders to the mound for Fort Loramie paid off, as the very first pitch thrown by Gubo to the new hitter Phil Hall is skied in the middle of the diamond for a pop out, and the threat has been derailed. Botkins doesn't score here in the top of the sixth. The Trojans leave three. Fort Loramie's on top 4-1. We head to the bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and business with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
It is Jay Schroenkamp stepping into the box for Fort Loramie to start the bottom of the sixth. And he hits a sharp ground ball to the third baseman, Barhorst, for Botkins. Fields behind the bag, knocked it down, picked it up, and nipped Ruhenkamp at first with a good throw. Fine play by Barhorst to Botkins. He's been active down there at third, Brandon. A good day for him playing third base.
That was a great play right there. That was fantastic. I thought that was possibly a double down the line right away. Nice play by Botkins there. That really could possibly, you never know, possibly could have derailed something, a big inning potentially. You never know. Army up 4-1, trying to really distance itself a little more here.
And the new hitter, Teddy Guyer, steps in for Fort Loramie, looks at a pitch outside the zone for ball one. 4-1 lead Redskins, bottom of the sixth. Here is the pitcher, Wildermuth, who stayed on the mound despite some activity in the Botkins bullpen in the last frame. There's a high fly ball foul twisting out of play off the bat of Guyer down beyond first base. A ball, a strike, 1-1.
Got double barrel action in Larmy's bullpen right now. Got Tanner Heckman down there throwing. And you also got number 44, Drew Bergman, throwing down there.
Pitch to Guyer. He bunts at a high fastball. Might have gotten a piece of it. It lands at the base of the catcher for strike two. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on the batter Guyer for Fort Loramie. One out, bottom of the sixth. Redskins lead it 4-1. Wildermuth throws low and away, 2-1. My mistake, 2-2 according to the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Wildermuth twists and turns, fires a curveball, lined to short, caught by Monin, leaping in the air off to his left. Two down for the Redskins in the bottom of inning number six. Fort Loramie with a three-run lead. Zach Dew steps in for the Redskins. Dew swings from the left side. Four runs, eight hits, no errors. Fort Loramie, a run, three hits, a couple errors for Bodkins. Here is the windup. The pitch to the plate, Bill Wildermuth. Curveball didn't break. Stayed outside and high. One and nothing on Dews. Wind still blowing in from left center. Cloudy skies overhead. Looks like we are going to get this game in comfortably. High pop-up, middle of the diamond. It's out in front of home plate. And the wind blows it back toward the catcher for Bodkins, who reaches up and snatches it for the out. Nice play by Schuler, as the ball was in fair territory. Looked like it might wind up more toward the pitching mound. But the wind managed to stop the flight of that ball. The catcher for Bodkins hauls it in fair ground. Inning over for the Redskins in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh, 4-1 Fort Loramie over Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, Wygant Real Estate and Development is developing a new subdivision near Lake Loramie on the edge of Fort Loramie. That's Wygant Real Estate and Development. Give Wygant a call. New subdivision being developed across from Lake Loramie. We head now to the top of the seventh inning. Bodkins needs three to extend this game. Gubo still on the hill for Fort Loramie. And there's a hard ground ball to the right of the shortstop for the Redskins. Bornhorst makes a backhand play and a strong throw. Yes, he got him. He gunned it to Ruin Camp. Nicely done by Chase Bornhorst for the Redskins to retire Bodkins' first hitter here in the top of the seventh inning. Lyle grounding out to short, Brandon.
And I know I said it early on, man, but it's been pretty clean defense for being April 2nd. Left side of both infields have played really clean.
Here is Carter Holzmeier, and he takes a pitch from Gubo outside for a ball. Fort Loramie up three, top of the seventh. Trojans down to their final two outs. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate by Gubo. Hard line drive right through the legs of Bornhorst to short. The ball hit out in front of him. He got the glove down a little late. Ball skidded underneath into left center field. And, boy, since it was hit right at him, I just about have to score an error. Although a very kind and generous scorekeeper say that he didn't look like he touched it and scored a base hit. One of those, I think you're right in either case.
Yeah, it's a tweener there. That was a hard hit ball. I'm going to give him a hit there on my score sheet.
Here's a pop-up foul over our head here at first.
That's a hard ball to also get your glove down right away.
No balls and a strike on the new hitter for Bodkins after the sharp hit through short by Holzmeier with one down here in the top of the seventh for Bodkins. We flip the order for Treg Meyer. What's Treg done so far in this game, Brandon?
Treg's bounced out to second. He's singled and scored the only run, and he struck out.
Here's a tapper to third. Fort Loramie third baseman charges in the grass, looks at second, no play there. Hustles a throw onto first for the out, and Meyer is retired, and Holzmeier moves up to second base.
Right decision right there to throw right across the diamond, because first off, it's last inning here. Got to get that guy out at first. That guy at second doesn't mean anything. You're up three runs. It's not a one-run ball game.
Yep, heads-up play. But Dylan Meyer, you want outs at this point. 4-1, Fort Loramie, two down for Bodkins here in the top of the seventh inning. And head coach Jeff Sanders out on the bump. Timeout called. 4-1 Redskins lead. One out away from a victory here on Scores Broadcast. com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Yep, sophomore fireballer Tanner Heckman on the mound to close this game out for Sammy Gubo. 4-1 Fort Loramie. Runner at second for Bodkins, top of the seventh. Redskins up three. Trojans need to string some hits together with two down in the seventh inning to extend this game. 4-1 Fort Loramie. Heckman, the right-hander, looks back at second, fires to the plate in the dirt for a ball. He's got some hops on the mound, good velocity. It's just a matter of corralling that control. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on the hitter for Bodkins. He squares, fakes the bunt, draws the bat back, takes low and in. Ball 2-0 on Hudson Meyer for the Trojans. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at second. Two out, Bodkins. Top of the seventh frame. Fort Loramie up 4-1. Heckman looks back at the runner. Fires. Ooh, just missed off the plate outside. It was the right height, just above the knees, but off the edge, 3-0. A walk here would enable Bodkins to bring the tying run to the plate. Heckman delivers right down the pipe, a strike. 3-1.
I think this is a situation you bring Heckman in, too, because you don't know in a tournament-type situation where he might need to close out a game like this. So I think that's the move kind of Jeff Sanders is going with here, and I like it.
Heckman fires again. Same spot, middle of the plate, right over. Strike two. Hitter appeared to be taking all the way. 3-2. Heckman against the batter for Bodkins, Hudson Meyer. Runner at second, two out, Trojans, top of the seventh. Heckman again, low and inside as his fastball faded away, missed the inside corner. And the runner for Bodkins trots on down to first. First and second now for the Trojans with two down. And here is Jay Wildermuth. Boy, it would take a titanic shot to knock one out to right and tie up this game, wind blowing in from left center. The Trojans need a base knock to keep this inning alive. Bodkins is threatened in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and now again the seventh. As Heckman throws, and that is a strike at the knees on the inside corner. He is ahead of the batter Wildermuth, the Bodkins pitcher, who had a very creditable start on the mound for the Trojans here today. Heckman again, curveball, bounced, 1-2-3, hops to second. Second baseman for Fort Loramie Fields, flip on to first, out. Force out, recorded, game over. Nicely done by Dews as he corralled that bouncing ball and flipped on to Bornhorst to close out the game. Fort Loramie defeats Bodkins 4-1. Well-played game here at Fort Loramie today. Four runs, eight hits, an error for the Redskins. A run, three hits, two errors for Bodkins on scores broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, as we close out our first baseball broadcast of the season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sorry about the late start. We joined our listeners at the end of the first half inning. Boy, traffic was backed up on I-70 between Tip and Piqua. I just could not get here on time. We had a very quickly played game, well-played contest. 4-1 Fort Loramie victorious. Four runs, eight hits for the Redskins, a run, four hits for Botkins. Trojans made two errors, but it was a well-played high school baseball game, and it was a game that moved right along, Brandon. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, especially those first three innings. Hit a little bit of a snag there for a little bit in the middle innings. But like I said, for an April 2nd game, both teams defensively played very well. Pretty mistake-free baseball, and I think if you're Loramie and Botkins, you're both not satisfied, obviously, but, I mean, hey, not bad. A pretty well-played high school baseball game on April 2nd.
I think Coach Coyle has got a lot to build on at Botkins. It's a team that played Fort Loramie close twice last year. Three-run deficit here today. And Botkins clearly a team that's turning its baseball program around. 1-2 now by way of record on the year for the Trojans. Fort Loramie advancing on to 2-1. Who are our stars of this game, Brandon?
I'm going to go with Lucas Brandaway from Fort Loramie. 3-3 today. Scored a time two. And for Botkins, I'm going to go with Trek Meyer. He scored the only Botkins run, made a couple nice plays at second, was able to swipe that bag at third off that bunt attempt, which was a really nice heads-up play right there. So Trek Meyer, Lucas Brandaway are Sour Mug stars of the game.
Sour Mugs, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue located in Piqua, in the social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
4-1 by way of score. Fort Loramie beats Botkins here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Don't forget tomorrow, weather permitting. Online at 4:25, first pitch, 5 o'clock, Anna at Rushi in an SCAL clash here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkin's next game is on Friday, tomorrow, home against Arcadia from Northwest Ohio. Then a twin bill for the Trojans on Saturday against Ridgemont, both games at Bodkin's, before going on the road on Monday at Fairlawn. Meanwhile, the Fort Laramie Redskins have a double dip, a twin bill on Saturday against Fort Recovery here at Fort Laramie before traveling to Marion Local on Tuesday. We'll close out our presentation for you in just a moment. 4-1 Fort Laramie over Bodkin's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Well, we'd like for you to remember that Francis Schulze and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze and Rushi, offering that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. A couple quick takeaways again from this game here today. Brandon, our first baseball presentation on scoresbroadcast.com this spring.
Well, and Laramie obviously really putting it on early offensively was huge. They were able to ride that kind of to this 4-1 victory. Senguva pitched really well there in the first part. Had a little bit of control issues there later on in the game, but they were able to close it out. Like I said, Bodkin's looks well improved, well coached, played very fundamentally sound. They're not a team to sleep on like they might have been in the past, where you could sometimes, you know, these teams like Laramie, Rushi, Anna would be able to run rule them twice in a year. That might not happen this year for those teams. They look to be very competitive, and that's a good thing for the Shelby County League.
The weather cooperated. The interstate did not. Sorry about the delay in getting here. We picked up the action in the middle of the first after Bodkin's went out in the top of the first inning. No rain. It was cloudy, breezy, comfortable. But, boy, the interstate between Tip and Pickwa was backed up. Tomorrow we will be on time, weather permitting. Anna Rushi, first pitch at 5, online at 4:25 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie with the win tonight over Bodkin's 4-1 is now 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkin's 0-1. This was the Trojans' first SCAL encounter of the year. Thanks to our online listeners here this evening on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Brandon Coverman alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Fort Loramie. Once more, the final score, Fort Loramie 4 and Bodkins 1.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.